This week, we continue our discussion of the Proverbs with a message on the topic of humility and accepting counsel. There are a few other topics that receive more attention in the Proverbs than humility, things like speech and money, but we are tackling humility first because humility is fundamental to attaining wisdom. A man who is good at managing his money may not ever attain to any other part of wisdom, but a man with humility likely will, because he will be able to listen to what he is taught. On the contrary, a proud person will not listen to good advice and thus will not grow in wisdom. There are dozens of verses on humility scattered throughout chapters 10 through 29, about 40 plus by my count. And so, since we'll be here and there, you will have no particular passage to read this week. I recommend that you continue to study Proverbs 10 through 29 on your own, and we will cite most of the relevant verses as we come to them. As with our message on righteousness last week, we can sort the Proverbs on humility by their function. Some of them explain to us what humility is, some of them explain why humility matters, some describe the results of humility or the lack thereof, some give advice on how to implement humility, and so we will take them in that order. First, what is humility? I want to start with Proverbs 15:33. The fear of the Lord is instruction in wisdom, and humility comes before honor. I start there because the proverb contains the words, the fear of the Lord. Those words should be familiar to us by now. Proverbs 1:7, in introducing the topic of wisdom, says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So the fear of the Lord is always a good place to start. We also saw the fear of the Lord in Proverbs 8:13, where Lady Wisdom said, the fear of the Lord is hatred of evil. Pride and arrogance and the way of evil and perverted speech I hate. That verse resonates nicely with our message last week on righteousness and also with today's message on humility. Today's verse, 15:33, suggests to us that to receive instruction in wisdom, we must fear the Lord and have humility before Him. Obviously, God is greater in knowledge and power than we are, and so it is right and reasonable to fear Him. That fear should be expressed in humility, a recognition that we are inferior before Him, and being inferior, that we are in need of correction and growth. Humility teaches us to accept correction and to apply it to our lives, that we may be more like God's righteous standard. And so we read in Proverbs 10:8 that the wise of heart will receive commandments, but a babbling fool will come to ruin. Some people like to listen and learn. Other people like to run their mouths, despite the fact that they have not learned. The humble one is the one who listens to God and receives His commandments. The difference between the humble and the proud is also displayed in Proverbs 12:1. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hates reproof is stupid. Discipline is correction that leads a person in the right way. A wise person loves that because he would rather go the right way. The fool hates that, though, because he would prefer to continue going the wrong way even if it means he suffers for it. So the thing that makes the proud man proud is that he won't listen to instruction and won't respond to discipline. The Proverbs give a name to a man like this, scoffer. We've discussed him some before. See our message, The Houses of Wisdom and Folly, on Proverbs 8 through 9, published May 21st of 2023. There, we also determine that the scoffer is a proud person who won't listen to others. Proverbs 21:24 confirms that assessment for us, saying, scoffer is the name of the arrogant, haughty man who acts with arrogant pride. Proverbs 15:12 describes him this way, a scoffer does not like to be reproved. He will not go to the wise. We've all met the scoffer. He is the person who, when you lovingly offer him correction, showing him evidence from the scriptures and so forth, just says something to the effect of, oh, yeah, right, and ignores you. He does this because he thinks that he knows better than the Bible and or better than everyone else. Proverbs 12:15 describes it this way. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. Now, I must say here, I have often said that everyone thinks himself always right. This is a simple consequence of the way we view the world. We learn something, and even if we learn it wrong, we think it is right, up until the very moment that we discover otherwise. And then, in that instance, when we realize we were wrong, we don't realize that we are wrong, because by then, we've already realized and have become what we believe to be right again. I have many times heard two people arguing, and one of them, frustrated by the arguments of the other, will say, "Well, you just think you're always right." I find that one ironic. It displays a lot of pride. Obviously, both sides of the argument think they are right, or else they wouldn't be arguing. So everyone thinks that he is always right, and I have often joked about that. But the difference here between the wise man and the fool is that the wise man has enough humility to listen. The fool thinks that he is right to such an extent that he will not hear what anyone else has to say about the matter. The wise man thinks he is right, but he knows enough to know that the possibility exists of him being wrong. And so he will at least hear the other side out and consider what the other side has to say. It is not the thinking himself right that makes a man a fool. It is the trusting in himself so fully as not to listen to the other side that makes a man a fool. Proverbs 28:26 says this, "Whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom will be delivered." The fool is the one who won't listen. His mind is made up before seeing the evidence, and he won't change his mind whatever the evidence might show. Proverbs 18:13 says that, "If one gives an answer before he hears, it is his folly and his shame." One good place for a wise person to learn is from his father. Obviously, that refrain, "Hear, my son, your father's instruction," started in Proverbs 1:8, has already suggested as much to us. But Proverbs 13:1 bolsters that, saying, "A wise son hears his father's instruction, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke." Proverbs 15:5 is also instructive. "A fool despises his father's instruction, but whoever heeds reproof is prudent." Wise men respond to instruction and discipline from their fathers, and so in other areas of life. Proverbs 21:11 says, "When a scoffer is punished, the simple becomes wise. When a wise man is instructed, he gains knowledge." The wise man, then, is the one who learns his lessons the easy way, by hearing instructions, while the fool learns his lesson the hard way, by not listening and suffering for it. That, of course, is if the fool ever learns his lesson at all. Proverbs 17:10 says that, "A rebuke goes deeper into a man of understanding than 100 blows into a fool." Proverbs 21:4 goes so far as to tell us that pride is a sin, saying, "Haughty eyes and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked, are sin." So then how do we summarize the proverb's definition of humility? A humble person fears God and receives his commandments. He listens to instruction from those who know better, people like his father, and while he starts off thinking he is right, he has enough good sense to realize that he has weaknesses and needs instructions from others. The humble person listens to both sides of the argument before leaping to a conclusion. The fool, on the other hand, is proud. He will not listen to instruction because he thinks he knows better. He is the type to ignore the scriptures and to ignore the advice of his parents. He leaps to conclusions, he makes mistakes, and he learns the hard way by suffering, if he ever learns at all. Pride is a sin. So why does humility matter? Why is it so good for us to be humble and to listen? Proverbs 19:27 says, "Cease to hear instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge." The reason, in a nutshell, is that no one of us knows everything, and no one of us knows as much as all of us knows. Proverbs 16:2 says, "All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit." The implication there being, I think, that God sees the impurities in us that we don't see. We are, in fact, lacking in our knowledge. Proverbs 21:2 has a similar sentiment. "Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the heart." And so because we have these weaknesses, a wise person will rely on others to fill in the gaps in his knowledge. Having that critical missing knowledge means the difference between success and failure. Proverbs 11:14 says, "Where there is no guidance, a people falls, but in an abundance of counselors there is safety." This, by the way, is one of the great strengths of holding a vote. Autocrats are doomed to struggle, because the one person in charge making all of the decisions just doesn't know as much as the collective group of people voting on a solution. Proverbs 15:22 carries a similar sentiment to 11:14. "Without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed." For that reason, it is wise for us to seek out the fellowship and counsel of other people. Proverbs 18:1 says that, "Whoever isolates himself seeks his own desire. He breaks out against all sound judgment." On that note, consider that one of the important things about your friends and about being a friend is giving wise advice to help your friends avoid pitfalls. Proverbs 27:9 tells us that oil and perfume make the heart glad, and the sweetness of a friend comes from his earnest counsel. If you don't offer correction to your friends, you aren't being a friend. And if your friends don't offer correction to you, they aren't being friends. The process of correcting one another is usually not an easy and comfortable process. Proverbs 27:17 says that iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. The sharpening of an iron tool is accomplished by scraping it against another piece of iron. The sharpened object becomes sharp when its dulling pieces are scraped away. Having one's dull parts scraped off does not imply comfort. In the process of sharpening a blade, there may be some loud metal clanging. There may be unpleasant scraping sounds. Sparks may fly. But in the end, the blade is better for it. So when your friends are trying to make you better, you should listen to them, even if what they say is painful to you. Humility, or a lack thereof, carries with it consequences, either positive or negative. As we have discussed with wisdom in general, and as we saw with righteousness last week, humility also is a path to life, while pride is a path to death. Proverbs 10:17 says, "Whoever heeds instruction is on the path to life, but he who rejects reproof leads others astray." Meanwhile, Proverbs 15:10 says, "There is severe discipline for him who forsakes the way. Whoever hates reproof will die." And that makes sense. If you're doing something that could get you killed and someone tells you to stop and you're too proud to listen, so you keep on doing it anyway, then you're going to wind up getting yourself killed. Having the humility to listen can literally save your life. Proverbs 14:12 and 16:25 are identical, both in English and in Hebrew. They say, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." Indeed, we may think we know the best way of doing things. Maybe we do, and maybe we don't. What seems like the best way to do it might kill you, so you should listen to alternative opinions instead of presuming that you know everything. Proverbs 15:31 says also that the ear that listens to life-giving reproof will dwell among the wise. In contrast, Proverbs 29:1 says that he who is often reproved yet stiffens his neck will suddenly be broken beyond healing. Aside from living and dying, humility gives a person blessings like riches and honor, while pride gives a person calamity, ruin, and disgrace. Proverbs 16:18 through 19 is my favorite example. "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. It is better to be of a lowly spirit with the poor than to divide the spoil with the proud." Another good example is Proverbs 22:4. "The reward for humility and fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life." Proverbs 13:18 says, "Poverty and disgrace come to him who ignores instruction, but whoever heeds reproof is honored." Some other proverbs with similar messages include 10:8, 11:2, 13:13, 18:12, 22:4, 28:14, and 29:23. Proverbs 15:32 tells that those who ignore instructions despise themselves, and Proverbs 13:8 tells of how they will receive poverty and disgrace. Proverbs 13:10 says, "By insolence comes nothing but strife, but with those who take advice is wisdom." Proverbs 19:29 says, "Condemnation is ready for scoffers, and beating for the backs of fools." Such rewards or punishments come on a person not only from the natural consequences of being stiff-necked, but also because of God's divine intervention. Proverbs 15:25 says, "The Lord tears down the house of the proud, but maintains the widow's boundaries." Proverbs 16:5 says, "Everyone who is arrogant in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Be assured, he will not go unpunished." Recognizing these consequences, both good and bad, how ought we to respond? First, Proverbs 19:20 tells us, "Listen to advice and accept instruction, that you may gain wisdom in the future." Obviously, part of humility means recognizing that you may be wrong and listening to people when they tell you that you are wrong, and when you listen, you gain wisdom. And it is not easy, but we should welcome the rebuke of others. In fact, we should recognize that a person who gives no rebuke really is not your friend. Your friend doesn't want you to fall into a pit, so he warns you when you are walking toward it. A non-judgmental and non-confrontational person who won't tell you when you are going the wrong way proves himself not to be your friend. Proverbs 27:5-6 tells us, "Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Profuse are the kisses of an enemy. So your friend is the one who is willing to discipline you, and your enemy is the one who only flatters you. He tries to butter you up to get something from you. In fact, Proverbs 28:23 says that whoever rebukes a man will afterward find more favor than he who flatters with his tongue. Now, I will say in my own life I haven't found this to be the case. Perhaps I simply more often deal with fools than with the wise. But a wise man who avoids a pitfall should be grateful for it. When we receive rebuke and we recognize our errors, we should not double down on doing what is wrong. We should confess our sins and turn from them. Proverbs 28:13 says, "Whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy." If you want to get along with people, you should acknowledge your mistakes. Wise people will forgive you for them. But if you just keep pretending that you are not wrong when obviously you are, and you keep pretending that you know when you don't, most people won't like that. Proverbs 19:25 says, "Strike a scoffer, and the simple will learn prudence. Reprove a man of understanding, and he will gain knowledge." The point there is that a simple person only responds to a beating. A wise person responds to teaching. You also should not think too highly of yourself, and should not go around boasting about yourself. People don't like that, and it generally does not serve your best interest to say things that people don't like. Proverbs 27:1-2 says, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Let another praise you, and not your own mouth, a stranger, and not your own lips." Obviously, when you just speak well of yourself, it doesn't mean much. Anyone would be inclined to say good things about himself. What matters is when other people say good things about you. So having covered the text, I feel that we should add a caveat, that it is not wise to apply all advice. Not everyone is wise, and not everyone will give wise advice. Even coming from a wise person, not every piece of advice will be wise. So while you do have weaknesses, that doesn't mean that you will always be weaker than the person who tries to advise you. Sometimes you will actually know better. For example, last week we talked about righteousness as being foundational to wisdom. Well, if a person advises you to ignore the moral law and to be unrighteous, for example, you know that person is not giving you good advice. Having humility doesn't necessarily mean doing whatever you are told. It means recognizing the possibility that you might be wrong and having the willingness to listen and to sincerely consider. It is then your responsibility as a wise person to sift the information and come to the best conclusion, for which you will ultimately be held accountable. So to summarize our Proverbs for the day, we don't know everything and we will make mistakes. We must have the humility to recognize that sometimes other people will know better than us. As such, we should listen to the advice of other people. A wise person listens while a fool scoffs and won't listen. Now, listening doesn't mean following every piece of advice. Sometimes foolish people will give foolish advice, but we should listen to advice. And the more counselors we can get to give us advice, the more we will know and the better decisions we will make. We should listen rather than leaping to conclusions. Listening to wise advice can make the difference between life and death, blessing and cursing, prosperity and calamity. We should surround ourselves with friends who are mature and who will give us rebuke, and we should rebuke our friends when they are wrong. If we can be mature, this will make all of us better people, and we should all want that. In life, we have a choice. We can learn the easy way by hearing the advice of others, or we can learn the hard way by ignoring wise advice and making costly mistakes. My advice to you is that you have the wisdom to learn the easy way. To conclude then, one of the major themes of the Proverbs and one which is fundamental to attaining wisdom is that of humility. A person lacking humility will not listen and thus will not learn. He will not have wisdom. And so my hope is that we will have the humility to recognize our weaknesses and to hear from others, that we may grow in wisdom and prosper, and also that we will have the courage to instruct others in wisdom. For those of you who are listening to this message away from your computer and are looking for more like it, you can find us at eastjordan.church.